The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
That is no good. And the rebound taken out by the younger sister, Anna Squires. Gives it to Prasoski now, top of the key. Backdoor cut to Maddie Squires. Double team, puts up a little runner, and found that open space in between the double team. Split the difference there.
Today, it's the championship games of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Amherst. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Back up top, here's Eckhout, straightaway three, got it. Braden Eckhout with the first two buckets of the half, and that extends the lead to 10.
The four teams in today's finals have a total of one loss heading into today. Our girls' game features the unbeaten Kearney Catholic taking on the once-beaten Ogallala. The boys' game is the battle of unbeatens as the Amherst tangles with St. Pat's. It's the finals of the Amherst Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome to coverage of the Amherst Holiday Basketball Tournament as it's time for championship action. As the Kearney Catholic Stars, undefeated, one of the top couple of teams in Class C1, will try to remain undefeated as they take on Ogallala, who is 7-1 on the season. Lady Indians are no slouch either. Their only loss on the year came at the hands of the men in Whippets, and the Whippets are going to get their fair share of wins through the course of the year. So this should be a great test here for Kearney Catholic, who really had their hands full for a while yesterday with North Platte St. Pat's before they were able to just kind of outdistance themselves and wear down the Irish and then win it pretty comfortably. But in that first half, Kearney Catholic, I don't want to say struggled, but they were in a tight ball game before they finally were able to win it 61-42. Meanwhile, for Ogallala, they were not really pushed too hard by Amherst yesterday, and the Lady Indians were able to roll fairly comfortably in their game, a final of 54-40. So these two teams, pretty good matchup here in Class C1 basketball. Be a great volleyball game, too, between Ogallala and Kearney Catholic as well. But we're going to turn our attention to girls basketball and what could be a very great matchup here. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark are Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll have the starters for both the Indians and the Stars. We'll do that when we get back to Amherst right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Ogallala, their starters are Micah Mestel. She's 5'5 and a senior. Jensen Geisert is 5'7 senior. She'll also start for the Lady Indians. Casey Jager, she is 5'10 and just a sophomore. Shelby Wesch, a 5'7 senior. And Sophia Arnsdorf, 5'10 and a senior for head coach Chris Mestel. And now for the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars, their starters, pretty much the same lineup they've had the the entire year. Allie Prasowski, the 5'6 senior, will be playing at UNK next year. She'll make the start. Whitney Calling, 5'6 and a senior, will start. Kylie Teal, she had a big game yesterday, 5'9 and a sophomore. Maddie Squires, the first of the two Squires sisters, she is a 5'8 junior, and she'll start with her younger sister, Anna Squires, who is 5'10 and a sophomore, for head coach Rick Petrie. As Kearney Catholic comes in with a perfect record here on the season, and we're anticipating a great matchup here today, as they are, as we mentioned, undefeated. Ogallala, only loss of the year, came at the hands of the Minden Whippets, and Kearney Catholic obviously hoping to kind of keep things rolling here. They're being led so far this season by Teal. She's averaging 10.3 points per contest. Prasowski right at 9 points, Calling at 6. Again, Maddie Squires, the leading rebounder of the team. She's averaging 7.1 points. Her younger sister is averaging 7 points per ball game, and the Stars perfect on the season. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark, Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. One quick break, and we'll be back with a tip right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back. Tip underway, and Squires will win the tip for Kearney Catholic. They'll kick it into the corner, and Anna Squires will try the, Maddie Squires tries the three-pointer in the corner. Missed it. No good. But a nice drive on the inside after the rebound by Whitney Calling. And she'll make the first bucket of the ball game here. And quickly, the Indians trying to answer back. They get it up to Geisert. Geisert can't get the shot to fall. But a rebound in underneath. The tip is in and a foul as Casey Yeager was able to rattle that one home after the make. And she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play after Prasowski was whistled for her first foul of the ball game. So the free throw rolls around, hangs on the rim for a while, and it will not fall for Yeager as she missed the free throw. And Kearney Catholic will kick it up ahead. Three-pointer for Prasowski, missed in transition. The long rebound for Geisert is pulled down, and she'll kick it up ahead here for Micah Mestel. Mestel off of a screen. We'll take it near midcourt, loses the ball, but into the hands of a teammate. A blind bounce pass back down low. Welsh somehow comes up with it, missed the shot, and the rebound is going to be taken out there by Calling. So Calling brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Prasowski, and the outlet pass going to be stolen away. Welsh with the steal. Welsh with the left-handed layup. It is up and in. And Ogallala has their first lead of the ball game at 4-2. So Prasowski on the bounce brings it top of the circle. Looking at that zone defense, they'll give it to Maddie Squires, right side, inside for Anna, bounce out for Prasowski. Anna wants it back on the inside, but Prasowski's going to drive, draw the body contact, and now head to the line as she put up the shot with the sole intended purpose of getting herself to the free throw line. And it worked because she drew the foul here up against Sophia Arnsdorf, and that'll be her first foul. So Prasowski will shoot a couple. And the first one is on the way and good. Prasowski on the season. Well, that's about 50% from the free throw line. And she makes both of them here, so that'll improve that percentage. And we're tied at 4. Allows Kearney Catholic to put some pressure on. Handling the pressure is Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf gives it out for Mestel. Mestel being picked up there by Calling. Brings it in the offensive zone. And driving through there, they double-team, kick it into the elbow here to Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf is shut out there by Prasowski, and she'll get the ball back out here from Mestel. Mestel on the bounce, loses the basketball, but it was last touch by Kearney Catholic. It was knocked out of the hands over there by Whitney Calling, and then they'll get the ball in here for Teal. Teal almost comes up with a steal, rather. They get up ahead here for Geisert, and the entry pass down low is going to be kicked by Kearney Catholic. Again, just kind of harassing everything that's on the inside. And to toss it in is going to be Mestel for Ogallala. Mestel's going to lob it. Driving the lane here is Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf with the little shot, no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by Geisert. She missed the putback. Ball is on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Ogallala. Maddie Squires battling for that rebound. Couldn't come up with it in time to prevent the hell ball. And so Mestel will inbound for the Indians. Tied at four. We played 2 minutes. Driving is Arnsdorf. Has the shot deflected there by Anna Squires. So she comes up with the block. Long pass up ahead to Squires. Gives it out to Prasoski. Prasoski drives. Gives it to Maddie Squires. Now Colling has it on the baseline. She's going to drive on the way to the basket. Steps on the sideline. So that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. A pretty drive. Unfortunately, she stepped on the baseline on the way to the hoop. So Stars will drop back on defense here. And the ball inbounded here for Geisert. Geisert pass up ahead, and Squires picks it up in the backcourt. Anna leading the break now, gives it to Maddie. Maddie's going to drive, step through the double team, take it off glass, and it's good. A little runner, and Maddie Squires with her first 2 points of the game. Stars up by two. Driving is Mestel into the offensive side, and she lost the basketball, but it was knocked out of her hands by Teal. And Ogallala will make a substitution here. Into the game is going to be Jamie Cummings. Cummings to toss it in. And she'll bounce pass it for Mestel. Mestel on the bounce. Gives it to the left elbow over there for Kroger. Kroger has a shot blocked, but back into the hands of Jaeger. And Jaeger loses the ball. Picked up by Colling. Colling on the dribble. Dribbled on the sideline. Yeah, she stepped out of bounds with it. That'll be a turnover. As a couple of times, Kearney Catholic just hasn't had enough room to make what was actually a pretty good dribble. They lost one on the sideline and now one on the baseline. 6-4, Kearney Catholic with a 2-point lead. Ogallala with the ball. Mestel will bring it in the offensive zone after getting that inbounds, and her pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Squires. And Arnsdorf checking back into the ballgame. So kind of a hectic start to the game here as both teams playing good enough defense to keep the other offenses a little off balance. Mestel on that left side lobs it down low for Kroger. Kroger then has it stolen away. So Ogallala turns it over. Kearney Catholic doesn't have the opportunity to run here, but a transition three for Teal that is off the mark, but an offensive rebound by Maddie Squires is up and in. So Maddie Squires with the rebound and the bucket and dribbling down the sideline is going to be Ogallala, and Arnsdorf passes it to the inside, and it's going to be a foul whistled on Whitney Colling. Second foul against Kearney Catholic, first personal foul on Whitney Colling, and Ogallala will inbound. That's Micah Mestel to toss it in, and she'll lob it in traffic through everybody's arms into the hands of Colling. Colling will get it to Prasoski. Prasoski will drive, take it off glass, no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Ogallala. So Ogallala snags the rebound after Kearney Catholic missed a great opportunity here. Driving up is going to be Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf missed the shot. And an offensive rebound in underneath. Loose ball picked up. Bucket is going to be good for Kroger. So Kroger makes the putback. And they're going to lob it inside for Squires. Kicks it back out for Teal. Left side for Whitney Colling. Baseline jumper from 12 feet. That's pretty ball movement. And Whitney Colling cashes in. Had it on the baseline. Kicked it out to the top. Right back off of a screen into that baseline. And Colling is able to give Kearney Catholic a 4-point lead. 10-6. They're pressuring the ball are the Stars. Dribbling through it is Mestel. And Mestel did not get it across the timeline in time. Ogallala turned it over. She got the ball out of her hand, but just a second too late, not even a full second. And Coach Mestel for Ogallala was trying to get a timeout just as that whistle was sounding as well. He knew that 10-second clock had to be pretty close. Inbounded for Messbarger. Messbarger tries a quick three here for Kearney Catholic in transition. Can't get it to go. The loose ball is out to Anna Squires, who drives and is hacked on her way to the basket. She'll be going to the free throw line with an opportunity to add to Kearney Catholic's 10-6 lead. The foul is going to be whistled on Jensen Geisert. That'll be her first. So Squires at the free throw line. Hits the rim, and it's a little bit short. So Anna Squires will have one more free throw coming up here after the miss. 10-6, 3:19 to go here in quarter number one, and the second free throw by Squires is good. Stars trying to trap the ball. Kira Mestel facing a little bit of pressure. And Jordan Streit was able to knock the ball out of bounds on the sideline. And it will remain Ogallala basketball. So the Indians just kind of outrunning everybody's Arnsdorf on that far side. She's picked up by Long. Long and Messbarger pressuring the ball. Now Streit will pressure the ball after it's thrown in the corner over there to Cummings. And off of the screen, driving here is Kira Mestel. Kira Mestel will get it out here for Geisert. Geisert throws it in the corner, and they trap it in there. Triple team, but somehow it rolls out to Kira Mestel, who will try the long jumper. No good. Offensive rebound in underneath, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Kearney Catholic. And the foul will be on Streit. So Jordan Streit going to be called for the foul, and thanks to some pretty good work rebounding there to the free throw line. Go the Indians. As Geisert will shoot one more free throw after she makes the first. It's 11-7, 2:43 to go here, quarter number one, and the second free throw a little bit short and rebounded by, well, it had to be one of the Squires, and this time it's Anna. So Anna Squires comes up with a rebound, and she'll kick it off here on the left side for Morgan Teal. Kicks the left side for Jordan. And driving the lane, going to be Anna Squires. Squires can't get the shot to fall. Rebound is going to be tipped out here for Teal, and Morgan Teal will help reset the offense. Jordan Streit has a backdoor cutter. That's Messbarger, and Messbarger is going to lay it up and in. Great little cut there by Messbarger, and Jordan Streit was able to find her with a nice pass, and the Stars up by six. On the dribble here is Arnsdorf. She's in a little bit of trouble, and she'll lob it up here for Mestel. Kira Mestel's going to drive against Messbarger. She's shut off by Messbarger, tries to throw it out, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Mestel trying to get that ball back. The loose ball was tipped around. Jordan Streit just an eyelash away from coming up with the steal, but Ogallala still turns it over as the Kearney Catholic defense pays some dividends here by pressuring the ball. Maddie Squires is going to come in for her sister, Anna. And Messbarger is going to play the point here. Morgan Teal in that right side as they look that way. They lob it in the lane for Long, though. Long's going to step through, has her shot blocked, and Kearney Catholic will lose the ball here. Nice defensive play, but then bad dribbling in the middle. Loose ball is picked up by Messbarger. Ogallala turns it over, and on the run is Messbarger, throws it up ahead. Great catch there by Squires, and she'll lay it up with that left hand and in for Maddie Squires. What a great pass from Messbarger, and that was not an easy catch for Maddie Squires, but once she made the catch, she was able to take it off the glass, and we got a timeout, Ogallala. 15-7. We are midway through the first quarter. Stars up by eight. Timeout, Indians. We're back after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Stars with a 15-7 lead here against the Ogallala Indians. And Chris Mestel not overly, I wouldn't say upset, but also not happy with how his team is handling the pressure that Kearney Catholic has brought the bear here in the ball game. And so he calls the timeout to kind of circle. circle the wagons here just a little bit, but it allows the Stars to go full court pressure as Ogallala will inbound the ball to Arensdorf. Arensdorf gives it up ahead here for Geisert. And they'll work it back around the perimeter for Micah Mestel. Ball tipped around. Streit can't quite come up with the steal. Mestel and Streit double-teaming the ball, but they'll get it off here right side for Jaeger. Jaeger being double-teamed. And again, bad pass going to be intercepted here by Squire. Squire is going to go in for the steal, lays it up and in. Maddie Squires comes up with the steal, but I'll tell you what, that was a team effort there. And it's a 10-point Kearney Catholic lead. Ogallala pass a little bit too high, and it's going to go out of bounds. So another turnover for the Indians. And the Stars with a 10-point lead. A little drive, kick back here from Morgan Teal for Streit. Messbarger has it. Messbarger gives it out for Maddie Squires. Pass inside for Long. Long shot is a little bit short. And the rebound going to be taken out by Ogallala. It's Jaeger who comes up with a defensive rebound. And she'll bring it in the offensive zone. She'll skip it off here on the left side for Welsh. And Welsh's pass is going to be turned over. Ogallala with another turnover. Messbarger gets it up ahead for Jordan Streit. And that is going to be cleanly blocked. It's going to be a jump ball. A nice defensive play there by Shelby Welsh in transition. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will have the ball with 9.7 to go in the first quarter, leading it 17-7. And Streit will inbound it underneath her own baseline, trying to get it in for Squires. And then Squires rolls it back out for Teal, and Teal is pushed. So that'll be a foul on Jensen Geisert. So with 7 seconds to go, Kearney Catholic will inbound it on the sideline. Squires tosses it in for Messbarger. Messbarger has it top of the circle. She'll drive. She'll float. She'll shoot. She'll score. Michelle Messbarger, a little floater to end the first quarter. And the Stars head to the second quarter, leading it 19-7 over Ogallala. We'll be back here to Amherst. We come back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC. As Kearney Catholic has a 12-point lead at the end of one quarter here against Ogallala. The Indians have it in the offensive zone. It's Mestel brings it up, and that'll be another Ogallala turnover. Into the hands of Anna Squires, and she'll give it off right side for Maddie. Maddie's going to drive, stop from 15 feet away, in and out, and then back in. She rattled it in. That was a good open look. And it rattled out for just a moment, but it was close enough that it rattled right back in. On the dribble here is Sophia Arensdorf. Arensdorf gives it up ahead here for Geisert. Geisert's pass on that far side a little bit too high. And again, Ogallala may be playing a little bit faster than what they'd like to do as it's going to be turned over. So another turnover here. And right now, Kearney with a huge lead over North Platte at halftime, 28-8. In the GNAC Conference Tournament. Little runner here for Anna Squires. She missed the shot, but she's able to get the rebound. And then inside for Maddie Squires, and she hits the bucket. So a nice little bit of basketball there as the Stars lead this one comfortably, 24-7. And the entry pass down low knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. So the Indians up by down by 17, and the inbounds is going to be stolen away by Whitney Calling. Calling with the steal, Calling with the layup. She gets the bucket, and she's fouled. She'll try to finish off a three-point play and give Kearney Catholic a 20-point lead. They lead it right now 26-7, and another timeout for the Indians. Chris Mestel calls the timeout with 6:53 to go here in the second quarter, and the Stars comfortably ahead 26-7. We'll take the timeout with them, brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraskaland National Bank, member FDIC. And, wow, Kearney Catholic has really kind of put it on Ogallala. It was a tight game early on. We were tied at four, but since then it's been all Kearney Catholic as they've been able to just force turnover after turnover after turnover by Ogallala. And unofficially, I have Ogallala with 13 turnovers here in the ball game. And Calling will try to finish off the three-point play. She got the steal, made the layup, and was hit on the arm, but misses the free throw here. And the rebound by Jaeger for Ogallala. Gives it to Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf dribbling up there, and they're going to double-team her, Prososki. They're going to call her for a little hand check from the backside. That's a real touch foul, but they have really emphasized that call this year. And the inbounds is going to go in for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf looking at a double team, now a triple team, looking to pass, and she's able to find Welsh, who will reset the offense, giving it to Micah Mestel. Back out to Welsh. Welsh is going to step inside the three-point arc, and she hits the shot. Shelby Welsh drains the long two. Kind of shoot it before you lose it kind of deal. Entry pass inside for Anna Squires. Squires is going to kick it back out for Teal. And Teal gives it off left side for Calling. Calling works it around the perimeter. Prososki is going to fire the three, and she hits the three. Allie Prososki drains the three-pointer. She's got eight in the game. And Arnsdorf facing some pressure, and there's going to be a block that's going to be called on Maddie Squires. So she's going to be called for the blocking there. That's now five fouls on Kearney Catholic. Four have been whistled against the Indians here with 6:02 to go before halftime. 29-9. Kearney Catholic ahead in this one, and they'll inbound the ball to Micah Mestel. And Mestel will direct traffic after she gives it to Welsh. Welsh throws a long pass. It's going to be intercepted by Kylie Teal. Teal on the drive. Teal takes it off glass too strong. And the rebound by Shelby Welsh. Kearney Catholic comes up with the steal there, but can't get the shot to fall. And a pass on the inside. They're going to call a kick. As running to the ball was Anna Squires, and she had a minor little punt there. And inbound the ball here is going to be Jamie Cummings, who checked in just a moment ago. She'll give it out for Mestel. Mestel enters it inside. Driving here is going to be Geisert. Geisert's shot won't fall, and rebounded out by Squires. So Anna Squires pulls down the rebound, and they'll skip it out for Maddie. Maddie's going to drive. She has lost the ball. She had a nice little seam there. Calling is able to track it down, and then there's going to be a hold by Shelby Welsh. Welsh thought she had an angle to get to the ball, and she ended up grabbing Squires, so that'll be another inbounds play here for Kearney Catholic. Here, still going to check in. So's Sophia Arnsdorf and Casey Jaeger for Ogallala as the Stars inbound underneath their own basket. They're going to end it, get it for Squires, gives it back out to Prososki. Prososki on that left side. Dribbles, throws it right side, behind the arc for Maddie Squires, gives it to Anna. Anna Squires gives it to Teal. And on the dribble here is going to be Kylie Teal. And away from the ball, we're going to have a foul called, a hold on the defense here. And the foul is going to be on Arnsdorf. That'll be her second. Stars inbound, and they work it around the perimeter. As they get off here for calling, back to Prasowski. Prasowski now in the lane, little jump stop kick, and, well, that blind pass has that kind of result as it goes out of bounds. Not a bad idea there by Prasowski, but Squires was starting to cut inside on the, what they thought was going to be a shot, so she moved out where that ball was going. Arnsdorf gets the long inbound. She's going to lob it, and it's going to be knocked loose by Squires, and Squires is going to end up throwing it in the backcourt. She was going out of bounds, trying to get it up ahead for Colling, and couldn't quite come up with it. So not a turnover for Ogallala nor for Kearney Catholic, but it will be Indians basketball as they'll throw it in the backcourt. Cummings to toss it in, and she's facing a double team. Gave it away, now gets it back. She's playing catch here with Kira Mestel, who throws it off on the left side here for Sophia Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf is trapped in the corner over there. That gets it through with a pass to Jaeger. Jaeger's going to drive. Shot is missed and rebounded out of there by Kearney Catholic. Snagging the bound was Teal, and Teal will help work it up ahead here. They give it to a pass on the inside to Colling, and she'll lay it up and in. And Prasowski knocks the ball away. Backdoor kind of that wolf coming in from the backside trying to steal it from Sophia Arnsdorf. It ran out of room, and it goes out of bounds. And one of the Ogallala fans, who's been a little direct with his comments to the officials, gets a warning from that official. 31-9. And the backdoor steal, going to be taken here by Messbarger. Messbarger drives, lays it up with that left hand. It's up and in. She lost it momentarily after she made the steal, but then was able to pick it up right underneath the basket and just kind of flipped it in there underneath. That's not a bad horse shot, to be honest with you. Driving here is Jaeger, and Jaeger on the way to the baseline is fouled. With 3:50 to go, and Kearney Catholic is going to inbound it for the last time. The foul is going to be on Messbarger. That is going to be her first foul, six as a team against Kearney Catholic. Being 1-1 for both teams from here on out. And Ogallala gets it in just in time, and then it's tipped away. Strike with the tip. Messbarger comes up with a loose ball. She's going to lay it up and in. So, again, they team up to make that steal there between Strite and Messbarger. And now on the inbounds play, we have a foul on Kearney Catholic. So Arnsdorf will be shooting a 1-1 on the other end. Strike kind of come up with that steal on the inbounds, is called for the hold. And so Arnsdorf with the front end of a 1-1. 35-9. Free throw, back the iron and no good. Rebound in underneath by Ogallala, and sneaking through the backside there is Geisert, and she makes the putback, and it's now 35-11. Driving is number 11, Messbarger. She's going to kick it out here for Strite. Strite has it, and she'll give it right side for Messbarger. Messbarger will drive, take it off glass, rolls around, no good. Strite fighting for the rebound, and it's going to be picked up there by Teal. And the ball on the inside, off the mark, and it's going to end up rolling into the backcourt. But then Messbarger steals it away from Ogallala. Another steal here by Michelle Messbarger. She'll kick it off right side, three-pointer, no good for Morgan Teal, and we've got a whistle on the rebound. And that will be a push against Ogallala on Arnsdorf. That is going to be her third. And it was on Long, as Long was trying to tip that one in, so we'll give her credit for an offensive rebound, and now she makes a free throw. And she was hit on the arm trying to tip that in, so they're going to say it was a shot, and rightly so. So she makes the free throw, 36-11, 2:57 to go here before halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Second free throw is also good. So Long makes both free throws. And Ogallala facing some pressure, throws a little bit too high. Jaeger can't come up with it, and another Ogallala turnover. Unofficially 18 turnovers, 6 steals, 12 other turnovers. So 18 turnovers so far against Ogallala. Little kick back out here on the left side for Teal. She thought about the shot, but she'll give it to Mesbarger. We're going to reset the offense here as Morgan Teal has it. Gives it back to Mesbarger. Mesbarger in the lane, lost it, kicks it out for Streit. Jordan Streit on the dribble, creates a little bit of a space. We'll kick it off here on the left side for Morgan Teal. She'll drive the lane, and Morgan Teal with a nice little runner in traffic. It's 39-11. 2.5 to go before halftime. And Micah Mestel facing some pressure is able to kick it up ahead here for Geisert, who will give it off for Kroger. Kroger on that left side got the ball back. Streit falling down is able to get it up ahead for Teal. Falling down, she gets it ahead to Mesbarger, and Mesbarger will lay it up and in. Two great athletic plays by young ladies falling down with the basketball, being able to pass it into an open area, and now Mesbarger forces another steal. She tips it into that left side, and the jumper is up and good for Kylie Teal. And Keel drains in a long two. So a couple of steals here for Kearney Catholic, and you are seeing a lot of athleticism out there for the Stars, who now lead it 43-11. Long pass up ahead for Geisert. Geisert finds a cutter, driving in here is Welsh, and Welsh can't get the shot to fall. Rebounded by Kearney Catholic. They try to roll it up ahead and do to Morgan Teal, who will give it out to Streit. Streit's going to fire the long three. Offensive rebound. Streit gets it tipped back around to her, and now Teal will fire the three-pointer. That one is no good. And finally, ending the possession for Ogallala is Kroger, who pulls down the rebound after Kearney Catholic got a couple of offensive rebounds, and then the ball out of bounds. And another Ogallala turnover. Again, this game being played a little bit faster than what Ogallala wants to play. And they trail it 43-11, minute four to go before halftime. Ball inbounded here to Ashlyn Schmaderer. Schmaderer will help kick it here left side for Streit. Streit's going to fire the three, no good. And a rebound by Schmaderer. Entry pass loose now as it's rolling around. And Kearney Catholic maintains possession. With it is Jordan Streit, 42 seconds left, trying to get it inside for Long, and it's going to be turned over. Good defensive hands on the inside there by Katie Sipperly, who checked in a moment ago. Cummings has it now, gives it to Sipperly at the free throw line. Back out for Cummings. Cummings kicks it off here on the left side for Kira Mestel, and they let her maybe a little bit too far, and that'll be another Ogallala turnover. 23.4 to go before halftime. It is 43-11, Stars with the lead and the basketball. And they'll get it off here for Sarah Oldfather. And Oldfather's pass on the left side going to be knocked out of bounds by Jensen Geisert. So Stars with 14.5 to go will inbound on their own baseline. Tossing it in is going to be Jordan Streit. Streit throws it into the hands of Morgan Teal. Teal will kick the ball back out here for Schmaderer. Schmader's entry pass down low, fought for by Streit. Good job. 5 seconds left. They'll give it top of the circle. Three-pointer for the Stars, no good. Rebounded by Sipperly, and the throw at half court is well off the mark, and we will have a running clock when we start the second half because the Stars, oh, check that. It's 40 points, not 30. It is a 43-11 lead here for Kearney Catholic. They lead it by 32 as we head to the locker room. Indians trying to figure out how to solve this Kearney Catholic pressure because the Stars have been able to force about 20 turnovers here in the first half, and they lead it comfortably 43-11 here in the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We come back right after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Kearney Catholic here leading in girls basketball 43-11 at halftime. And they're trying to finish the doubleheader sweep here between the Ogallala boys and the Ogallala and Kearney Catholic boys and girls. Earlier today, Kearney Catholic won the consolation game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament with a 63-50 win over Ogallala. Kind enough to join us to talk about it, Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach for Kearney Catholic. A 13-point win, that's a solid win against a team that the record isn't going to indicate it, but they're pretty athletic. They're going to be good down the road.
Yeah, you know, they are better than the record indicates, we thought, and they're extremely tough for long stretches of there. If you would have looked in without a scoreboard, you'd say, okay, it's maybe a 2-5 point game, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's a 10-13 point game. And credit to our guys, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard sometimes coming after two games, and we played two good games this weekend where we had extremely good focus and guys were ready to go. I know that's kind of always a coach's nightmare after a break, but our guys came in for this tournament ready to go.
And there was a stretch there. It was tight in the first quarter, and then you guys went on, I think, a 12-0 run to kind of open things up. And they cut it down a few times to, you know, 6 points, 5 points or so. But you always seem to kind of have an answer to their runs.
Well, I think the big thing is when they made the runs, we were getting good looks. I mean, other than a few times we had some turnovers, I think we had 13 or so for the game is all. But we had good looks. The shots just didn't fall sometimes. I mean, they were inside-out type looks, looks that – we'll take any day of the week, and that was the difference. You missed three or four of those in a row, and all of a sudden they hit two threes back-to-back at one stretch, and all of a sudden that 12-point lead's down to six, and a lot of people are, oh, no, what are we doing? They made two shots, and we missed two. I mean, that's essentially what it was at some stretches.
Yeah, and a couple of times, but I really thought your shot selection, and notoriously Kearney Catholic sometimes plays a little bit too fast. I did not think that was really the case. Really, it may have happened a possession here and a possession there, but never had that stretch where you're playing too fast for long periods of time, because I really thought your shot selection all day was very solid.
Yeah, I think lately, since really about the second half of that Ravenna game when we were able to come back, our shot selection has been excellent. We've worked the ball inside. We went out. Even Overton, when we struggled the first half, we were taking inside-out looks or good open looks. Yesterday, we took good looks. Elm Creek, we took good looks. And it wasn't that we were afraid to reverse the ball and work it a few times. We had days today that we turned to the bench and we go, we passed open an okay look to make two more passes and get a good look or a great look. And that's been a change of maturity, I think, from this team from the beginning of the year until now.
And we're speaking with Scott Carlin, Kearney Catholic head boys basketball coach, after the Stars won today 63-50 over Ogallala to go to 5-4 on the season. And again, the holiday season is kind of when you kind of look at, you know, where are we? Because it's kind of that marking the division between the first part of the season and the second half of the season. You're starting to kind of have an idea of what your rotations are going to be. You can kind of see that you've kind of developed into a pattern of substitutions.
Yeah, you know, I think some guys, it was nice getting like Bryce James, getting his ankle fully healthy back, allows us to get to the rotation. And guys have, for the most part, played steady, so it's kind of been, okay, we see where you are. We got some guys that we can put in for stretches. And then it's able to see some matchups that we like of guys playing together, and we get a nice mixture of our 6'1" size with some quick guards, and at times we like to go with our two shorter quick guards and just let them loose and create a little more havoc. But yeah, it's been nice. Guys have played pretty well lately, and it's been a lot easier to get some rotation down instead of guessing how a guy's going to play.
And it changed a little bit. Cam Moore, a little under the weather, didn't play today, but you kind of get a sense of who's going to be in there. And Nathan Williams continues to kind of grow, and John Hoosman, I mean, they're pretty young, but boy, they come in with a lot of athleticism, a lot of energy, and they're smart enough to know what shots to take, what shots not to take.
Yeah, our sophomore class as a whole, we have four others that aren't fortunate enough right now to suit up varsity that are right on the cusp, but if we didn't have one or two guys, we would suit up them. Their basketball IQ is extremely high of times when, hey, we're up, let's work the ball a little bit, let's hold for a last shot. And that's something that at times I think gets overlooked by a lot of people, is having that ingrained basketball IQ, and our sophomore class right now has it.
Talking with Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach for Kearney Catholic, as the Stars won earlier today 63-50 over Ogallala. At halftime, the girls lead Ogallala 43-11 in the girls' championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. So where is this team? Where do you kind of feel? You know, 5-4, obviously you'd like that to be better, but you've played some pretty good ball here down the stretch and actually played pretty well yesterday against St. Pat's, even though you lost.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got better each day, and that's kind of what we've told the guys. Every day is an opportunity to grow. Our coaches, we kind of sat there and ventured to the hospitality room a little bit, and we talked. We look like a team that's ready to just kind of take that big next step, and I kind of expect us to be able to explode within a game or two of just coming on and looking like a team that could contend for some good things down the line.
So, again, you're feeling, feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, the guys have bought into what we're doing. They've done the work, and they're doing the little things consistently. And I thought early on it's kind of always everybody's finding the role. Well, I think guys have found it, so we're able to say, here's what we got to do. And I know our stretch coming up is not easy by any means, but they're all winnable games if we play well. And that's kind of exciting.
And it's also exciting to get one of your, if you can get one of your losses back, and one of your losses is to Wood River, and that's who you're going to be starting with next week.
Yeah. You know, we talked about it. We didn't feel we came the most ready to play that day, not from a coaching standpoint or anything, but the kids felt disappointed because they didn't feel like their effort was what it should be, what they know it can be. And that takes very little coaching when you can walk into the locker room after a game and say, well, what'd you guys think? And you know, everybody says we didn't come ready to go, and that sums up that game right there. I think for a large part, not to take anything away from them.
Yeah, you can play pretty good against Wood River and still not win.
But
pretty solid.
It was nice to know that the guys didn't feel like we were there effort wise, and we haven't had to question their effort one day in practice or game since.
Awesome, Scott. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Randy.
All right, Scott Carlin, head boys basketball coach at Kearney Catholic. The boys win earlier today, 63-50, and here at halftime, the Kearney Catholic girls are leading Ogallala 43-11 at intermission. We'll check the numbers for you as we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Checking the scoring here for Ogallala, being led by Shelby Wall. She has 4. Jensen Geisert with 3. Casey Yeager with 2. And Amanda Kroger with 2 points here at intermission. Kearney Catholic, who is leading this one very comfortably here at halftime, they lead at 43-11. They're being led by Michelle Messbarger and Maddie Squires with 10 points each, 8 each for Prasonsky and Calling, 2 for Teal, 2 for the other Teal, 2 for Caitlin Long, and Anna Squires with 1 point. Make that now 3 points as they enter it in down underneath on their first possession, and Anna Squires will add to Kearney Catholic's lead with a little entry pass and the layup, and it's now 45-11, and Ogallala with another errant pass that's going to be intercepted by Teal, who is going to get it up ahead for Anna Squires, and Anna Squires will cash in on that one. Another point off a turnover here for Kearney Catholic, who now lead at 47-11. And Shelby Walsh facing some pressure, brings it across the timeline. Stars will trap right there, and Prasoski keeps her ground, gives it to Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf's going to drive, working against Squires, and Maddie Squires is going to be called for the foul. They're going to call the block. There was a little bit of some space made as the double team for Ogallala. They stepped through there, but they came up with it, and the free throw here for Arnsdorf is a little bit short. So score remains 47-11. And the second free throw is up and good. So after missing the first, the second made here for Arensdorf. And it's a 35-point ball game with 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Prasowski's going to lob it right side. Squires thought about the three, but she'll get it off to her older sister, Maddie. Back inside for Anna. Back out to Maddie. Back inside for Anna. And loose ball picked up by Maddie, and she's trying to put up the shot. And as she does that, she is fouled. Ball was loose, but great hustle there for Maddie Squires to come through there and try to put up the shot. She was hit on the arm by Geisert. That is going to be her third foul. And Squires will go to the line and shoot two. And the first one hits the back of the iron, goes up high, and then rattles in. And Maddie Squires will extend Kearney Catholic's lead to 48-12. And her second free throw is also good. So now Maddie Squires with a dozen points in the ballgame. And Micah Mestel, facing a little pressure, is able to get the ball over here to Shelby Welsh. Welsh's pass tipped away. That'll be another Ogallala turnover. Stars do not have numbers, but Maddie Squires is going to throw it inside for Anna. Anna's going to take it off glass and will score. Great play there, and another timeout for Ogallala. Stars putting it on here. They lead it 51-12. They're a point away from having the running clock here with 6:28 to go in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 51-12, and it'll be Ogallala ball trailing big. We come back after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here as Kearney Catholic, a point away from creating a running clock as they lead this one pretty comfortably, 51-12. And another timeout taken here by Ogallala. They've used three timeouts so far, so they're just about out of those. Start of the fourth quarter, Kearney leading North Platte 37-10 as they'll be playing for the conference title tomorrow. Entry pass down low, turnaround jumper. That's a tough shot for Casey Yeager, and she's able to bank it in. Nice job there by Yeager. So here come the Stars. Whitney Colling gives it to Squires. Gives it to Anna Squires. Back out to Colling. Back inside for Anna Squires. Doesn't take real great care of the ball. Loose ball picked up by her sister. Now here's Prasowski for three. In and out, no good, and a foul on the rebound. And as soon as she heard the whistle, Maddie Squires knew that she was going to be called for the push. So off of the miss, Kearney Catholic can't come up with the rebound. So Ogallala's got the ball. That, by the way, is the third foul here on Maddie Squires. And facing some pressure, Micah Mestel will make the long pass up ahead here for Geisert. Geisert shut off on the right wing. She'll drive in the lane, has it stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Anna Squires. And she'll drive, dish it out here for Colling. Out to Maddie Squires. There's Teal. She's going to fire a three, and she hits the three. Kylie Teal strokes in the three-pointer. She's got five in the game, and it's now 54-14. So now we do have that running clock the rest of the game. Mestel across the timeline gives it right side for Geisert. Dribbling left side for Arensdorf, and Arensdorf loses the ball. Dribbling in against some pretty good pressure, and she loses the ball. And checking in here for Ogallala is going to be Jamie Cummings. And the Stars still have their starters out there, leading it by 40 with about 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. A little ball fake by Squires. She'll get it in for Anna Squires. Anna Squires has her shot blocked. Nice defensive play by Kroger as she comes up with a defensive rebound after she made the block. So on the bounce here is Arensdorf. Arensdorf double team, steps through it. Her pass is going to be tipped. There'll be another Ogallala turnover. Stars on the run. They get it up for Squires. And Squires takes it off glass, will score, and has a chance for the three-point play. So a good defense setting up a great offensive opportunity here for Kearney Catholic as Anna Squires is able to hit the free throw and, able to hit the shot and will try to finish off a three-point play. The foul, by the way, on Micah Mestel is just her first. And the Stars do make wholesale substitutions long into the game. So is Messbarger. Also checking into the game is Morgan Teal. And the free throw is no good. Offensive rebound by Long. Long can't get the putback to go in, and now she does. She missed the first putback, but then got the second. A couple of offensive rebounds turn into a couple of points here for Kearney Catholic, and they lead it now 58-14. On the bounce, Jamie Cummings, double team there between Messbarger and Squires, and a jumper on that right side for Arnsdorf is a little bit short, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And it'll be a reach that's called on Michelle Messbarger. And the inbounds is going to be tipped, and Ogallala is going to turn it away into the hands of Long. Great hands there by Maddie Squires, and they kick up ahead here for Strite. She's going to try the long two. It's no good. Rebounded in there by Squires. And Squires gives it out, and a three-pointer up and good for Morgan Teal. So Morgan Teal strokes in the three. And we've got 2:45 to go here in the third. 61-14, Kearney Catholic over Ogallala. Loose ball knocked around. Maddie Squires can't come up with the steal, but the loose ball is picked up, thrown up ahead, laid up and in for Michelle Messbarger. So again, another steal, and then the bucket by Michelle Messbarger. Maddie Squires knocked the ball loose. Long came up with it and was able to throw it out, and now we're going to have a reach that's called here on Maddie Squires. That is going to be her fourth foul. And she'll come out of the ball game with now 2:05 to go as that clock continues to tick down. We're in the third quarter. Mestel will fire up a three-pointer here for Ogallala. It's off the mark, and the rebound taken out by Teal. It's Morgan Teal with the defensive rebound. She gives it up for Strite, lobs it inside for Long, and that'll be intercepted in there. So Kearney Catholic turns it over, and Cummings comes into the offensive zone. She'll kick it at her left side for Mestel, and Micah Mestel's pass deflected by Teal and out of bounds. Morgan Teal couldn't quite come up with the steal there, and so the Indians will inbound in the middle of their bench. They toss it in here for Amanda Kroger. Kroger helps work it inside for Jaeger. Jaeger, little jumper on the baseline, no good. Offensive rebound momentarily, but then tipped out into the hands of Morgan Teal as she comes up with it. They'll kick it out for Messbarger. Messbarger lobs it top of the circle for Morgan Teal. Right side for Sarah Oldfather. Oldfather kicks out. Driving here is going to be Messbarger. Messbarger kicks out, and a long two for Teal as Morgan Teal hits that long two-pointer, had a toe on the line. Final minute of the third quarter, 65-14. Entry pass, cutting through, going to be Amanda Kroger. Kroger with a little shot up there. Loose ball was then picked up and then hit on the arm as she's trying to get the putback is going to be Jaeger. And she is fouled by Long. That'll be Long's first foul, and we'll have a couple of free throws coming up. And the free throw is up and good. Nice job there by Jaeger. She makes the first two free throws. And her second free throw, she takes her time at the line. She fires it up there, back the iron, and no good. Rebounded by Kearney Catholic, and it's rolled out to Strite. 3 seconds left. Strite trying to get it out to Oldfather. Oldfather will then pass it up ahead, and that is going to do it for the third quarter. And Kearney Catholic heads to the fourth, leading Ogallala 65-15, a 50-point lead for the Stars. We come back after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Oklahoma down by 50, inbounds the basketball. And they pass it around a little bit, and then they lose it again. That'll be another turnover. And for Oklahoma, that's now their 33rd turnover of the game. One reason why Kearney Catholic leads this one 65-15. Stars have a little bit different batch of kids out there. Jenny Beans right now, she's on the drive on that left side. She ends up turning it over. Good help side defense there that shut off Beans, and that forced the turnover. So Ogallala has it into the hands of Micah Mestel. Mestel will kick here left side for Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf gives right wing for Shelby Welsh. Welsh looks to the free throw line. Driving now is going to be Geisert, and Geisert, nice little dump pass in underneath, and it's Yeager who hits the shot. Nice job there. So here comes Kearney Catholic trying to answer right back here. Schmaderer is going to kick it on that left side. Old Father's jumper will not fall, and the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound, but not before there is the little tip there by Caitlin Long. And Long will head to the free throw line as she was fouled by Yeager. So the free throw here by Long is up and good. So Caitlin Long has one more coming up. And Ogallala makes wholesale substitutions. Diana Reed checks in, as does Tori Denning for the first time. And we'll check some other names here. Also, Alexandria Zimmerman into the game. Long's free throw is a little bit short. And the rebound taken out there by Zimmerman. And we've got a whistle as the ball is knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. So Cummings will inbound. That clock's still moving here with 5:50 to go in the ballgame. And to the free throw line, Zimmerman gets the inbounds, then tried to roll it out here for Sipperly, and Sipperly is going to be fouled. That's now going to be six fouls whistled on Kearney Catholic. So inbounding here is going to be Denning. Denning going to toss it in for Diana Reed. Reed throws it through the crowd there, but last touch by Kearney Catholic. Old Father had it tipped before her and wasn't able to come up with it. And so inbounding here is going to be Denning. Denning lobs it in the lane, and it's going to be intercepted by Schmaderer. Another Ogallala turnover, and Schmaderer gives it up on that left side. Schmaderer with the tip, won't fall, and the loose ball comes out of there as Kearney Catholic couldn't quite get the shot to fall. And Cummings comes up with the rebound. Cummings has it top of the circle. Kicks it off on that right side for Reed. Reed tries to roll it through that baseline. Denning has trouble coming up with it, but is able to control it enough to reset the offense as they pass it around. Now the pass on the backside for Zimmerman. Zimmerman's jumper won't fall, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds with some great hustle there by Kearney Catholic. Trying to track down the ball was Schmaderer. Quick three-pointer on the inbounds here for Ogallala. It is no good. Rebounded by the Stars. Long pass up ahead here for Schmaderer, and Schmaderer has her shot blocked by Reed and out of bounds. But Kearney Catholic will maintain possession here. So the Stars will inbound it, and Schmaderer will drain a three-pointer. They left her alone, and she strokes in the three. It's 69-17, and we've got a timeout here with 4:02 to go. 69-17, timeout Ogallala, as we're midway through the fourth quarter, as the Star is going to remain undefeated and hand Ogallala only their second loss of the season. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. And the entry pass on the inside, stolen away by Kearney Catholic. They come up the steal, pass up ahead to Treadle, and she's going to lay it up and in. Annie Treadle, after the steal, comes up with the easy bucket, and another bad pass is going to be intercepted by Teal. Again out to Treadle. Again Treadle with the shot. Can't quite come up with it. Ball rolling around, and Diana Reed gets it here for Ogallala. And Reed will hand the ball back off here for Commons. Commons throws it down low for Kroger. Kroger, quick little jumper, no good. Rebounded in underneath by Kearney Catholic. That's Morgan Teal who comes up with a rebound. Quick little runner down low, and it's going to be a foul here on Kearney Catholic. That now will be seven fouls against them as a team, and that'll be the first one on Schmaderer. So Ashlyn Schmaderer commits the foul, and Cummings will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And it rolls around, and is good. Hit the front of the rim and literally hung on that rim and rolled all the way around and then fell into the cylinder. Alexandria Zimmerman checking into the game for Kearney Catholic. Back in the battle is going to be Jordan Streit. Second free throw here for Commons, up and good. So she now has 2 points in the ballgame. 71-19, and Jenny Beans will inbound the basketball. She tosses in here for Jordan Streit, and Streit on the bounce will pick up her dribble, and she'll bounce it out on the right wing here for Beans. Beans gets it down low, driving to Sarah Oldfather. Oldfather has the shot blocked and out of bounds. Last touch by Ogallala. So the Stars will inbound with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 71-19. Lob pass for Oldfather, who gives it to Beans. Entry pass, knocked back. Beans is able to pick it up. She's going to then fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And rebounded by Denning. And she lost the basketball on that far sideline, trying to dribble around the Kearney Catholic pressure. Lost the ball. And so it will be Stars in possession with 99 seconds to go. Back out to Streit as they enter it in the lane. Back to Schmaderer. Schmaderer on the bounce. Gives it off to Treadle. Treadle's going to kick it out for Beans. She's going to fire a three. Good-looking shot, but it does not fall. And rebounded by Ogallala, but they lose the ball. Stolen by Beans, who throws it in underneath to Treadle, and Treadle will get the bucket after another Ogallala turnover. So right wing with the basketball here is going to be Reed. And Reed tries to throw it down low and does. And then we've got a foul as they lob it inside for Zimmerman. And I think it's Zimmerman who will be going to the free throw line here for two shots. She was catching and trying to shoot all in one motion there. Astright's going to be called for the foul. So two shots coming up here. And the first one is short. So one more free throw coming up here for Zimmerman. And we'll see whether or not they even have time to finish this off. There's 34 seconds left. Free throw is up and good. So after missing the first, she makes the second, and it's 73-20 with 26 seconds left. Schmaderer brings in the offensive zone, gives it for Beans. Beans will drive, bank it off glass, and will score. Jenny Beans with the bucket, 17 seconds to go. And on the bounce here is going to be Kira Mastel. Mastel's pass tipped by Treadle, but into the hands of Denning. Lob pass down low for Reed. Reed, extra pass. Shot will not fall. Strike kind to come up with a rebound. It goes out of bounds, and that will do it. Ball goes out of bounds with that running clock, and your final score, Kearney Catholic 75, Ogallala 20. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Amherst Holiday Tournament won by Kearney Catholic over Ogallala, a final of 75-20. And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And yes, you heard me correctly. The final 75-20 as Kearney Catholic operating on full cylinders today. Win it by 55 over Ogallala in the finals of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And Ogallala's only losses of the year come to a couple of the top teams, a couple of top five teams. I think last report, Minden was number three, Kearney Catholic number two. And this one, Kearney Catholic, very impressive, 75-20 to pick up the win. And next action for Kearney Catholic as they remain undefeated on the season. Next time they will hit the court will be in Wood River, and that game will be on the 8th of January. So that'll be next Thursday as they'll be traveling to Wood River in what could be a very good boys game in that matchup. But Kearney Catholic definitely would be a favorite in that one as they roll today a final of 75-20. Kind enough to join us to talk about it a little bit is Rick Petrie, head girls basketball coach. And your pressure just caused Ogallala all sorts of problems. You ended up with a lot of easy buckets and just really took Ogallala out of their game.
We did a great job defensively, and tonight we were able to turn a lot of those turnovers into easy buckets, layups and things like that. So I think that was a big difference in some of the difference in this game versus some of the ones we've played prior.
And again, sometimes your offense doesn't get fueled by your defense as much as it was today. It just really seemed like, and I can go through the number of turnovers that they had, and just holy cow, they just never got into a very comfortable offensive set, and they ended up throwing the ball away because they kind of felt like they had to get rid of it before it was stolen away from them.
Yeah. I'm very, very pleased with the way we played today. We put a lot of pressure on them. We anticipated well. And the other thing that we did that may not be noticeable is we communicated very well on the floor today, and that's something we've been after the girls to do.
Well, and I think that was clear because a lot of times there was pressure on the ball, and the people away from the ball really had a sense of where they needed to be, where that ball was going to go, and then was able to make the steal, and then your fast break at that point. You guys very unselfish with the ball. Ended up having a lot of 3-on-2s, a lot of 3-on-1 opportunities.
And we made some great passes out of that, and that's, a credit to the girls. They have bought into the team first idea, and, to watch it on the floor sometimes is really a pleasure for us coaches. We went in at half and said, we really don't have a whole lot of to critique you about. It was just an enjoyable half. You anticipated well on defense. You shared the ball, knocked down shots, and so it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I had 12 different girls scoring for you today, and it just seemed like whoever was closest to the basket is who they found a way to get the ball to.
Yeah, and again, the other group came in at the end of the game and made some great passes up the floor, and those girls were able to finish, and it was kind of fun.
And no drop-off, really, when that second unit kind of comes in. Really, with the fresh legs, it seems like they always are pretty successful that first time they step on the court and really kind of open things up for you.
I thought our second group gave us a lot more energy than they did yesterday, and that was a huge difference in our overall performance. I thought yesterday they were kind of flat and didn't give us what we usually expect from them. And today they came out with a lot of fire, a lot of energy, and continued to cause Ogallala some problems. And it's a credit to them that they stepped up today.
I mentioned this when I was talking to Coach Carlin, that really kind of that holiday tournament is kind of the either the beginning or the end of one stage of the season, or the beginning or the end of the second stage. It's a good place to kind of take stock of where you're at. Where do you kind of feel this team is right now?
Well, we continue to get better, and I think that, you know, the development of certain players, I think Caitlin Long has really stepped up the last few games and given us a presence inside, and, you know, defensively, we continue to get better. I think the more we play with each other and the better we communicate, the more likely we are to do a good job defensively. And you know, I think the last couple games it showed. And I think that eventually, as we continue to play, hopefully we'll continue to grow as a team.
Well, Rick, congratulations. Nice win.
Thanks, Randy.
Rick Petrie, head girls basketball coach, as Kearney Catholic wins comfortably today 75-20 over Ogallala to win the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Real quick, let's go through the numbers for you. We hear Michelle Messbarger led the way with a dozen points. Maddie Squires also with 12. Anna Squires with 9. Allie Prasoski with 8. Whitney Colling with 8. Morgan Teal with 7. Kylie Teal with 5. Caitlin Long with 5. Annie Treadle with 4, Ashlyn Schmaderer with 3, and Jenny Beans with 2 points here in the ball game. And that is the scoring here for Kearney Catholic. For Ogallala, who, as we mentioned, only 2 losses on the season, both of them coming to top 5 teams as they lost earlier to Minden and then lose 75-20 today to Kearney Catholic. They were led by Casey Yeager. She finished with 7 points. Selby Walsh with 4. Jensen Geisert with 3. Jamie Cummings with 2. Amanda Kroger with 2. And Alexandria Zimmerman with 1. Sophia Arnsdorf hit 1 of 2 free throws. She finished with 1 point in the ball game. And again, just a few numbers that really stand out in a lopsided game like this. Unofficially, at Ogallala, turning the ball over 38 times. Kearney Catholic with 8 steals, and just about every one of those steals turned into a bucket on the other end, as they really were very unselfish with the ball, ran the floor very, very well. Unofficially, I had Kearney Catholic with only 7 turnovers the entire game, and they win this one comfortably 75-20. Unofficially, Kearney Catholic shooting from the field was 31 of 57 from the field, 5 of 18 from behind the arc. And so Kearney Catholic field goal shooting today, 55%. You're going to win a lot of basketball games when you cause 38 turnovers and shoot 55%. And the Stars certainly did that today. They win it 75-20. Next action for them will be next Thursday as they travel to Wood River to take on the Lady Eagles. Once again, 75-20 is the final. And we're still probably about 25 minutes away or so from having the pregame for Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's in our final game of the day, the boys' championship game here between Amherst and St. Pat's. And we'll have that game for you coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. By the way, earlier today on our sister station, ESPN Radio, Kearney over North Platte, a final of 45-16 in girls basketball, the GNAC tournament. So the Lady Bearcats will play for the conference championship game tomorrow. And double checking here, I believe that the tip of that game is set for 1:30. Yes, it is 1:30 tomorrow, and we'll have that game for you on our sister station on ESPN 1460. Congratulations to Lady Bearcats, who will play for the conference championship tomorrow. The Kearney High boys are getting started here very shortly on the boys' side of the bracket, as they'll be taking on Scotts Bluff. And again, that game will be on our sister station on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Once again, our final, Kearney Catholic over Amherst in girls basketball, 75-20. To remain undefeated on the season. We'll send it back to the studios. We'll have coverage of Amherst and St. Pat's and the boys' championship game here from Amherst coming up in about 25 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.